Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we observe the frenzied state of a heart in the first rush of love as depicted in Sangam literary work Kurundogai 165 penned by Paranir. Set in the hills of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the voice of the man to his heart after the lady's confidant refuses his request to tryst with the lady. மகிழ்ந்ததன் தலையும் நர உண்டாங்கு விளைந்ததன் தலையும் நீ வெய்துற்றனை எருங்கரை நின்ற உப்பு ஓய் சகடம் பெரும்பெயல் தலைய வீ இந்தாங்கு இவள் இரும்பல் கூந்தல் இயல் அணி கண்டே. Ruined by desire is the central theme of this one. In the opening line, Mahindadan Talayum Nara Undangu, meaning wanting to drink even after being inebriated, the verse seems to make a pithy statement about addiction. From abstract elements of the mind, the focus shifts to a real object, a salt wagon on a huge shore in Irunkarai Nindra Uppu Oi Sagadam. To add intensity to this image, there's a heavy downpour in Perum Payal. Ending with the words Irumpal Kundal Yel Ani Kande, meaning seeing the beauty of her dark thick tresses, the verse highlights the crowning glory of a Sangam woman and invites us to know more. Interwoven threads of desire and addiction seem to run through the fabric of this verse. The context reveals that the man had fallen in love with the lady and the lady too returned his feelings. Following the dictates of the system in place, then the man seeks the help of the lady's confidant to further his relationship with the lady. As was custom, the confidant keeps refusing the man's request, perhaps to test the intensity and durability of his love for the lady. One day, after he's refused by the confidant, the man says to his heart, akin to wanting to drink again, even after being intoxicated by a drink, after relishing her company once, you seek it again. Like how a salt-bearing cart near a huge shore falls apart after a heavy downpour, you are lost after seeing the natural charm of her dark and flowing tresses. With these words, the man declares the immense love bubbling in his heart and gives word to the agony of being apart from his beloved. Time to explore the nuances in this tiny verse. To explain what he's feeling, the man chooses to portray the feelings of another person, and this person happens to be one who has had a taste of an alcoholic drink. Even after feeling the surge of that intoxication, that person would earn to have one more, and that's exactly how you feel, the man tells his heart as it earns to be with a lady after relishing her union once. Then to make these emotions even more vivid, he brings before the eyes a cart carrying huge loads of salt, trying hard to climb on a shore. And at that moment, what if the rains were to pour and lash at it? Utter ruin, isn't it? And that's what's happening to you, the man explains to his heart as it catches sight of those flowing tresses of his lady love. What struck me in this verse is the timelessness of the core thought outlined here. That effortless comparison between love and addiction is precisely what stuns me. Professors of psychology world over will nod their heads in acceptance if they were to understand the first two lines of this verse. Numerous scientific papers and leading psychology journals have dwelt on the similarity between romantic love and drug addiction. What we must not forget is that this thought was penned more than 2000 years ago, before the advent of neurochemistry and brain imaging. This undeniable scientific thought was discovered ages ago in this Tamil land by observation of human emotions without any fancy tools. Kudos to the Sangam poets who teach us about the world within us and show ways to master it, something I think is a prerequisite to understanding and exploring the world and worlds outside. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, நன்றி, வணக்கம்.